Before we get to football, man, you got a great event coming up. Is it Monday night?
Yeah, Monday night.
Why is that kind of special to you? It looks like you're going all out for this thing.
Yeah, I mean, cancer been a part, well, it's been in my family. You know, when I was a kid, my mom, a two-time breast cancer survivor. My sister, a survivor of leukemia. So, you know, it's definitely a cause that's, you know, affecting my family. And I know what it's like to be a sibling and, you know, the son of somebody going through it. So, you know, anything I can do to help other families, you know, put smiles on their faces and, you know, just kind of uplift them and stuff like that. You know, I definitely want to be a part of it. So, October 2nd. It's called Dinner for a Difference, and you know, I'll be some of the guys, you know, stop through, you know, just want to do something, you know, positive in the community, and that involves cancer.
Cream, some thoughts on the Titans offense. They can run the ball very well, obviously, and a quarterback who can extend plays, just stopping both of those factors.
Yeah, I mean, they can get it done, you know, on the ground and, you know, through the air. You know, they got some explosive guys, you know, two running backs that, you know, talented guys, you know, the quarterback talented as well, you know, with his arm and his leg. So, first and foremost, we definitely have to stop the run and, you know, make him one-dimensional, you know, and you know, as far as in the secondary, we definitely have to be sticky and covered.
Every game.
Did y'all make fun of Jadeveon for getting tackled by Andy Dalton on Thursday, and do you think that helped him not get tackled this time and score?
A couple of jokes here and there, but me and a guy like Jadeveon, you know, with his athletic ability, you know, he get the ball in his hand, you know, he's capable of scoring like he showed this past week. So, you know, it's definitely huge for us as a defense.
Every game in the NFL is big, but another division home game after you guys dropped one against Jacksonville. Does this feel a little bit bigger given the context?
I mean, for us, every week the game is, you know, big. You know, like you said, home game for us, playing in front of the home crowd and division game, you know, is almost a must win. You know, anytime it's a division game, you know, but like I said, every game is huge, you know, each and every weekend. But it's always great to be in front of your home crowd, you know, to go out and do some great things in front of them.
You guys gonna be home for 3 weeks too. That's gotta be nice.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely nice, you know, being able to play here, like I said, in front of the home crowd, you know. Definitely motivates us a lot more, you know, and means you having your family here and stuff and, you know, not having to travel and stuff on the weekend. So it's definitely huge for us to be home.
As you look at the tape from New England, what you kind of gleaned from that? There were so many great plays and there were some that really hurt you.
Yeah, we did some good stuff. I mean, and we did some stuff where we had to go back and make some corrections, you know. I think we was in the situation where we wanted to be, you know, to the last series, and they just made a few more plays than we did, you know. There's film study and making corrections and, you know, putting ourselves in those situations throughout practice and, you know, just trying to go out and make those plays so, you know, and if we're in that situation again in the game, you know, we can make those plays and, you know, close out the game.
Kareem, where do you feel you are individually? It seems like you've been playing some of the best ball you have as a Texan.
I've been feeling, you know, pretty good, you know, and for me, it's just all about, you know, doing whatever I can to help the team, you know, whether it's at the slot, corner, you know, I just want to go out and be, you know, productive and, you know, and a piece of the puzzle that, you know, that can help the team. So, for me, like I say, if I'm healthy, I'm out there and, you know, feeling good, you know, I feel like I should be able to, you know, perform at a high level.
Just one more on your event, you know, being a family man now, knowing that you're helping families, how deep does that kind of touch you?
Touches me very deep. Like you say, with me being a family man now, you know, a wife and, you know, having a daughter, you know, it's all about family, you know. And once we leave this locker room and everybody kind of goes their own separate way, you know, everybody, guys go home to their families and stuff, you know, and it's all about family. And anytime I can help other families that's going through this and someone in their family or friends or whoever has cancer, you know, it's a terrible disease. So if I can help anybody, you know, I'm definitely willing to do it.